Hello, Wheels Don't Matter podcast. I'm back. I'm Neha, and I'm back for another podcast episode. I hope you are all doing well when you are listening to this. But I'm back for another episode, and today's episode we're gonna talk about mastering your goals. Mastering your goals takes time. It takes time. And it takes evaluation. It takes also, like, you know, it takes time, but it also takes like pieces or segments of resources or of, you know, kind of self-development, you know, first you have to develop the goal, and then you have to plan how much time it takes, and then you have to do your action steps, whether that's taking baby steps, whether that's how much time takes take the baby steps, whatever, whether that's you're describing a small, big goal, whatever the goal is, time is, a big, time is there, and time will be, you have time, but it's, how you want to manage it and how you want to finish it and what is your bigger goal and how much time will it take to finish the bigger goal, whether you have internal goals to the bigger goal or whether you have smaller goals to the bigger goal, whatever it is, there is a method, there is a system that we should follow to finishing our goals. Maybe writing them down, maybe making a vision board, maybe making a vision statement on paper. I don't know if you know this, but with me as a professional certified life coach, I've learned in my professional certified life coach training how to make this vision statements and how to make kind of the vision boards and how much time it takes and how much you know, what are the action steps and you know, describing the goal and how much planning out the goal and how much time it's gonna take. And also, like, goal setting can be easy, can be hard, can be medium, but it also depends on your goal and what you want to do. It all comes within you and your willingness and your determination and your passion and your purpose and your ideas and your exploration about yourself and finding yourself, finding what you like to do and exploring about yourself. We learn, we explore, we teach ourselves every single day about ourselves. It doesn't stop. You know, I'm still learning, I'm still growing. These past 6 years as a cerebral palsy advocate, I've opened my story in a lot of routes, you know, as an author, as a certified life coach, as in you know, network marketing leader, and as a podcast, as having a podcast, and as a student for my bachelor's degree now, you know, of health and wellness, and then, you know, wanting to do something in mental health after I graduate. But those things are just for me. Those things are just things that I listed off that are behind my name. They're not who I am. I am, I am the most passionate, the most determined person to help one another to find their story, find their goals, find their potential, and do their dreams, and do what you think you can't do, in your abilities, in your story, in your, just in your, also in your mindset, but, yeah. And I know there's gonna be gaps, I know there's gonna be roadblocks, I know there's gonna be barriers, but the number one key is, you know what the number one key is? The number one key is, you tried. Trying is the number one thing in whatever dream, whatever goal, whatever aspirations, whatever, you know, whatever you want to do, just in general. I'm not talking about, you know, just in everyday life, you know, I'm not talking about anything specific, but yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about today. Hope you liked this episode. I'll do more episodes soon here, but yeah, thank you.